I would like to welcome everyone to the first Defense Counterintelligence Security Agency audio recording in an upcoming series of recordings that are focused on 32 CFR Part 117, the National Industrial Security Program Operating Manual Rule, and its implementation by cleared industry under DoD cognizance. Today, I will be addressing the NISPOM rule and actions being taken to support contractor implementation under DoD DCSA cognizance. I would like to, before we begin, let you know if your company is under the cognizance of another NISP cognizant agency, such as the Office of Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, or the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, please contact them for additional guidance on the NISPOM rule. On this recording, I'll provide an overview of 32 CFR Part 117 NISPOM rule, the changes, how we are providing guidance, what you should do, and actions to be taken, and provide some resources to enable your preparation and implementation for you to meet the implementation timelines and get ready for the rule. On February 24th, 2021, 32 CFR Part 117 National Industrial Security Program Operating Manual, or NISPOM, became effective as a federal rule. The rule provides the contractors no more than 6 months from the effective date to comply with the requirements outlined in the rule. The NISPOM rule will replace DoD Policy 5220.22, which will be canceled shortly after the six-month implementation period. Until then, DoD 5220.22, or the current NISPOM, will remain in effect. The rule implements policy, assigns responsibilities, establishes requirements, and provides procedures consistent with Executive Order 12829, National Industrial Security Program, Executive Order 10865, Safeguarding Classified Information with Industry, and 32 Code of Federal Regulation Part 2004, National Industrial Security Program. That guidance outlines the protection of the classified information that is disclosed to or developed by contractors of the U.S. government. How is the NISPOM rule applied? A good question. The NISPOM rule, like other contract requirements, is applied by a federal acquisition regulation clause, in this case, 52.204-2, security requirements, which requires the contractor to implement the NISPOM rule requirements. The clause has already been updated to reflect the new rule as a reference, where previously DoD Manual 5220.22 NISPOM was identified. We are also updating other associated forms to reflect the NISPOM rule, for example, the SF-328 Certificate Pertaining to Foreign Interest and the DD Form 441 Security Agreement. I think the biggest question from industry is, what is the actual implementation date? The date for implementation is tentatively August 24th, 2021, and will be codified in the issuance of a pending industrial security letter, or ISL. The ISL is in process for coordination, and once approved for issuance, it will be posted and shared through DCSA channels to industry. So what are the key changes? First, if you've not taken the time yet, the key changes can be found in the preamble to the rule and provide an overview of each key change. The key changes include Security Executive Director, or SEED-3, reporting requirements. SEED-3 includes reporting requirements such as foreign travel and foreign contacts, example. For the purposes of the NISP, while SEED-3 includes other populations, we are only addressing the reporting requirements for those contractor personnel who have eligibility and access to classified information. There may be other cases where your government performance may have individuals that may be required to report, but only fill sensitive positions, not requiring access to classified information. So what is different with SEED-3 than reporting that was required prior to the NISPOM rule in SEED-3? For those with SCI or SAP access, these reporting requirements may seem very familiar. For those with collateral access, i.e. secret or top secret during your last periodic reinvestigation, what's really changed in this is the reporting has become more real time. In order to support implementation of SEED-3 requirements, DCSA has produced and staffed with the NISPAC an industrial security letter to provide additional guidance for cleared industry. The ISL, in addition to providing clarification on SEED-3 requirements, also incorporates adverse information reporting guidance and provides additional details on subjects such as certain financial investments. The key intent of the ISL is to provide a tool that serves as a desk-side reference on reportings and the types of reports to be submitted. Stay tuned to the DCSA NISPOM website under events for upcoming webinar focused on SEED-3. Next is TS accountability. Since the issuance of the current NISPOM in 2006, there has been an increase in use of TS classified accredited information system. This increase in their use and current NISPOM requirements has created challenges for the management of TS material in an electronic form. DCSA, in discussion with Cleared Industry, found a need to establish guidance to provide capabilities to better manage TS material in its electronic format. This challenge is now addressed in the NISPOM rule. The NISPOM rule now allows the CSA to determine when TS material stored in electronic format may have alternates from being individually numbered in series. So what is required if the CSA determines this is an option for the contractor? In this case, the contractor must develop a standards, security practices, and procedures manual for DCSA approval that addresses three key components, which includes accountability, need to know, and retention of the TS material on a classified system. These controls are in addition to those required, for example, transmission or other measures required for information management system. Next is Underwriters Laboratory 2050 Intrusion Detection System Certification Approvals. The NISPOM rule now expands the process and approval of intrusion detection systems under UL 2050 requirements. The change now addresses that those nationally recognized testing laboratories, or NRTLs, who are approved by OSHA. NRTL is a term used by the United States Occupational Safety and Health Administration to identify third-party organizations that have the necessary qualifications to perform safety and certification of products. In this case, UL 2050 for intrusion detection systems. The current approved NRTLs are Underwriters Laboratory, or UL, and Intertech, and they perform a very similar service. DCSA will work with Cleared Industry to determine what additional information is needed to support this update. Next is senior management official responsibilities. So why the change? As you look at the governance models of cleared contractors, while key management personnel serve multiple roles and are knowledgeable of NISPOM requirements, there are many business structures where the senior management official may be removed from these processes. In 2016, our senior management official was assigned responsibilities to certify cleared contractors' annual self-inspections. Prior to this, the NISPOM only required the SMO to be cleared at the level of the facility clearance. A need was identified to better address the SMO's responsibilities, accountability, and their critical role in the overall implementation of the NISPOM requirements, which serves to protect classified national security information which their company accesses or possesses. So what are these new responsibilities? They include ensure the contractor maintains a system of security controls, appoints contractor personnel who serve in security positions. They remain fully informed of the facility's classified operations. They make decisions based on classified threat reporting, their knowledge, understanding, and appreciation of the threat information and the potential impacts to the classified information their company maintains or accesses. They retain accountability for the management and operations of the facility without delegating that accountability to subordinate managers. We'll be working with industry on the need for a job aid and or training, and stay tuned for a webinar later this summer on SMO responsibilities. The last is retention of classified information. If the GCA does not advise to the contrary, the contractor may retain copies of government material for a period of 2 years following the completion of a contract. The contract security classification or specification or equivalent will continue to be in effect for this 2 year period. If the GCA determines that a contractor has a continued need of copies of government material beyond 2 years, the GCA will issue a final contract security classification specification to allow extended retention of classified. In all cases, work with your government customer on retention and destruction, any other information or action that's required at the end of the performance of your classified contract. The key to this change is that original classified information or material must be returned to the government customer. There are two other key changes that inform industry and government processes and include a new limited facility clearance and update on national interest determinations. This change was due to Section 842 of the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act. To support the implementation by industry, DCSA has developed and fielded a NISPOM rule cross-reference tool. The tool enables readers to select known sections of the current NISPOM, and it takes the reader appropriate portion of the NISPOM rule that it aligns. You can find the tool on the CDSE website. The cross-reference tool is a great place to start when you're reading the rule and becoming familiar with it. I keep a copy of the cross-reference tool on my desktop for the same purpose. As of a few weeks ago, the tool has been downloaded over 3,000 times. So what else is DCSA doing to ensure that industry has the right information to transition from the current NISPOM to the NISPOM rule and support implementation? Well, the next thing we have done is establish a NISPOM rule webpage. We see it as a single source of information that you can use as you transition to the NISPOM rule. The page includes links to the tool, links to the rule, information on changes, and a list of events and other information that you might find that supports your transition. It also now includes certain industrial security letters and articles that are important to be transitioned to the new rule, issuing guidance on implementation and seed 3, as well as other updates. Stay tuned for industrial security letters to be issued this summer that provide guidance, clarification, interpretation of the NISPOM rule. We're also updating forms, as I mentioned already on this recording. And the next thing we're doing is we're updating the self-inspection tool to transfer the citations from the existing NISPOM to align with the new rule. And last is, and one of the important things we're doing is we're hosting webinars. The cross-reference tool serves as a great starting point. So download the cross-reference tool and the NISPOM rule. Begin clicking on sections in the current NISPOM you're familiar with, then read the corresponding rule language. Get familiar. This will help you understand that while now a federal regulation, there are some key changes for industry to implement, and as much of the NISPOM remained the same or had minor changes. So now let's talk about getting ready, a contractor perspective. First, download the cross-reference tool and the NISPOM rule. Begin by clicking on sections in the current NISPOM you're familiar with, then read the corresponding rule language. This will help you understand that while now a federal regulation and there's structural changes in formatting, there are some key changes for industry to implement. Much of the NISPOM rule remained the same or only had minor changes. We cannot emphasize enough that you take the time to thoroughly read the NISPOM rule, talk to your peers, your associations, and discuss the changes. Keep informed by going to the DCSA NISPOM rule webpage. If you have questions, engage your assigned industrial security representative. Stay tuned for implementation guidance issued by DCSA in the form of industrial security letters. And last, take the deliberate actions to get ready. Plan out the changes you need to take. As with industry, DCSA is in the process of reviewing our products and tools to align with the NISPOM rule. This includes oversight procedures, aligning citations to the NISPOM rule, updating our systems, such as NIS, and CDSC revising tools, training, and resources. Finally, DCSA is working to ensure that our field personnel are consistent in messaging on the rule. DCSA field personnel will not begin overseeing the new NISPOM rule until the implementation date. On this page, you can find a list of resources that are available for your use. Stay tuned for additional resources on the NISPOM rule website. This is a team effort between DCSA and industry. We also need to think about this as a marathon, not a sprint. Over the next few months, we will manage engagements as needed in coordination with industry. Use the NISPAC for communication and work to enable implementation of the NISPOM rule by cleared industry under DoD cognizance. We look forward to working with Cleared Industry on this effort. Thank you for your time.